Good day. AJ Mahari here. In my capacity as a BPD coach, something I would like to say to those who have borderline personality disorder today, just how important it is that you realize and recognize just how much you truly can empower yourself on this journey that is your life unfolding with borderline personality disorder and all that that might mean in your here and now, all of the really difficult challenges that that may be indeed bringing to your life right now. Even in and through and with and because of the challenges of BPD in your life and all that that means, you really can seek after and find your own empowerment. And I know this because not only from my own recovery from BPD, but also as a BPD coach, I work with clients, you know, all day, every day, really, who are just making incredible progress because they're learning. One of the key things that my clients learn is how to empower themselves on this entire journey. The experience of BPD, wherever you're at right now and getting on the road to recovery, or if you're on the road to recovery, moving further down that road. And really this empowerment piece, in my experience and my philosophy as a BPD coach, comes from really the self-help movement, the philosophy of self-help. Now, it's important to have support in this process. And I, as a BPD coach, am part of that support with clients of mine who have BPD. And there are places in the journey with borderline personality disorder where it is prudent to be involved with a skilled professional therapist. Outside of the things that professionals offer, there are BPD coaches like myself who offer a lot more in a different way, but in the empowerment self-help piece, because like myself, I've been there and I've recovered and I know exactly what it takes and entails and I know exactly what it feels like. I know the pain. I know the frustration. I know the anxiety. I know the shame. I know the feelings and the fear of abandonment. And so much of what I talk about in my videos, in my audio programs and ebooks that are available at phoenixrisingpublications.ca and also, you know, in the process of BPD coaching with my clients. So much of what I talk about is, you know, there is this underestimated aspect, if you will, to the whole experience of borderline personality disorder when someone has it. And what that is often in many people's lives is the realization or the reality that you and you alone are really the person who not only has the ability to find your way to an empowerment that will likely surprise you if you haven't found your way there already, but and even being empowered in the active throes of BPD I'm talking about. I'm not talking about getting recovered or way better and then feeling empowered. I'm talking about learning to feel empowered right now in your here and now, triggered, you know, emotionally dysregulated, maybe moodiness and all. The person who is at the center of your entire life and process and experience with borderline personality disorder and maybe all that that's bringing to your life that isn't working out for you or all the change that you hope for, or maybe you feel really victimized or like a victim and helpless and powerless and, you know, but you want to get better. All of that stuff, really, and your experience, the sum total, the key thing, the common denominator, is you. Perhaps seeking out a life coach, BPD coach like myself can be important in certain areas of your journey, for sure. But realize that you and you alone not only have this power, that this is your journey to take, and that there are things you need to learn how to do to take this journey, to recover, to find more peace, and to live your best life in the here and now, regardless of what's going on. It can be hard to know this, hard to realize this, hard to experience this or believe in this, because when you have borderline personality disorder, you don't really know who you are. You don't have that sense of stable self. And I think many people end up in situations in therapy and all kinds of other ways where they're looking for someone else always to help them out, rescue them, or show them the way. And as a BPD coach, that's not even really what I see my role as. My role isn't to show you the way if you're a client of mine. When I work with clients, it's really about engaging with them in a process that helps the client to begin to empower themselves. And when you have BPD and you don't yet know this empowerment, you're still trying to find yourself, or perhaps you're just still lost in the absence of a self and you don't really know what your journey is about right now. Maybe you feel like you're in a free fall. The point is, you know, everything has purpose. And if we can engage it from the perspective of what it's trying to teach us and what we need to know more about, then we can really actively work at changing the ways in which we might feel. People often feel victimized by circumstance, victimized by past, victimized by feelings that aren't understood, and by triggered, dysregulated emotions that just feel too big outside of yourself. And in a sense, in BPD, they are outside of yourself. They're outside of your authentic self. They're housed within your false self. So it's really important to know that you are the person, you are the go-to person. And what do you do with that when you're the person who's lost right now, maybe? Maybe you feel really lost, and maybe you really feel like a victim, or, you know, maybe just you think, I can't do this. I don't get it. I don't know what you're talking about. I just know I need help. Somebody else has to help me. Somebody help me. I don't know what to do. And I understand those feelings, and those feelings are very much involved in what it means to be in the active throes of BPD. Feelings really are byproducts of thoughts. Thoughts that are often cognitively distorted. Thoughts that are sort of thought about, if you will, or generated from past experience, and then kind of supplanted into the here and now, where they don't really fit, and they don't really make logical sense. And that's why so much of the experience of BPD, for people with BPD and their loved ones, can be like crazy-making, because it often doesn't make sense. Many people with BPD that I life coach, you know, one of the things we're often working on are sort of, you know, the cycles of triggers and how to kind of be more aware of elements of those things and how to change the following of the cycle, to interrupt that and to produce new and more empowered ways of being in those moments, tolerating distress and learning how to soothe oneself and, you know, practicing self-care and a whole myriad of things. There are a gazillion, really, opportunities in every triggered experience to open a window to change, to empower yourself. There is a self inside of you that you do need to find. So in the meantime, you know, when somebody says, for example, okay, to somebody with borderline personality disorder, like I'll say, you know, to a client of mine, we'll be talking about self-care. And it might seem like a simple statement, you know, talking about self-care. What can you do for yourself? How can you take better care of yourself? How can you cope and help yourself out, say, in a triggered situation or with dysregulated emotion and tolerating distress and all of those things? The thing that's kind of not talked about enough, I don't think, and the thing that's left out of that sometimes is, what self? You know, like if I were to say to you right now, maybe you're in the active throes of BPD and you're like watching this and I'm saying, you need to take, you'll benefit from taking better self-care or better care of yourself. And you're like, what's that mean if I don't know who I am? What am I taking better care of? Who am I taking better care of? And many people in the active throes of BPD don't care to take better care because they just don't care about it. They're not connected to it. They don't understand often
that they're actually living through the false self. A defensive, borderline false self, split away, you know, from the authentic self that was lost to the core wound of abandonment when one was very young. And so people with BPD often don't really consciously fully understand emotionally, they might get it intellectually to some degree, that, you know, they're living without a stable sense of self and identity. Many people will know that intellectually, but perhaps not know what that means or how to go about creating positive, healthy, and healing change around that. And that's what I work with all my BPD clients about. I mean, in essence, that's kind of the center. It's the core. It's about how to cope with the triggers and how to understand them better, how to gain awareness, how to identify goals and plan strategy to achieve those goals, how to unwind the defense mechanism, so many different things that, you know, as somebody who recovered from BPD and who's taken the journey of all that that means, what it looks like and what it feels like and what all that work is like, I'm able to really understand, you know, where people with BPD are coming from, the struggles or the challenges that they're facing at given points in their lives. And so I also then work with them to create healthy and positive change in their lives, which is toward healing and recovering from BPD. And also, you know, planning strategy to accomplish just finding peace in the here and now, just better coping in the here and now to begin with. And, you know, looking at so many different aspects of BPD and the experience of BPD. And, you know, I provide a lot of support and validation and understanding. And not just understanding of somebody who's got compassion for you, but somebody who's been there. And really, really, I do truly know your pain. And I know that there is a way out of the pain. So that's why I'm a BPD coach. And that's why I work with clients with BPD, because it's really all about just helping other people to, you know, walk the bridge from BPD to recovery that I was fortunate enough to walk across 14 years ago now. So if you're interested in reading more about my BPD or life coaching, you can visit my website at touchstonecoaching.ca. If you would like to purchase and book a session or some sessions, you could go to phoenixrisingpublications.ca and click on either life coaching or BPD coaching. And remember, recovery from borderline personality disorder really is possible.